This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, it's Thursday night, and it's Primetime Sports. Believe it or not, we're actually in business going on here. Rod Edwards, Danny Brewer, Clark Blair in the house. We've been to Florida, two of us have, taking a break, and now we're back in business. It's good to see you, gentlemen.
Yeah, you know, there's some of us are like in the real world. Whoops, sorry, did I say that?
Rod's in the retirement world. I just was in the fall break world, and so, yeah, sorry, Danny.
But hey,
Danny says it's in the real world, but then I see all these pictures from San Diego,
yes.
Kentucky.
He's talking
to Bill Baffert today, he said.
Yeah, it just depends on what world you're living in. I guess I think I'm real. I don't know.
Well, it's good to be back on this Thursday evening with Primetime Sports. Remember, as always, Primetime Sports is brought to you by Ida's Tees. It is the place in Rufford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Blue Raider tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ida's Tees can put your logo on just about anything. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. Find out more online at idastees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Les Kessens Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
If you're a homeowner with a quarter acre or several, Les Kessens Feed Supply focuses on premium feeds and dog foods you won't find in the box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Les Kessens Feed.
Family owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, inviting you to stop by, visit, and enjoy the country.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Les Kessens Feed is also your place for local milk from the MTSU Dairy on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Les Kessens.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Doctor Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to start talking, first of all, a little bit about the ladies in the high school ranks, because a lot of the ladies are in action tonight. In volleyball, the Lady Patriots are hosting East Hamilton tonight in the Class AAA sectional with a berth in the state online tonight. Central Magnet volleyball team, they're on the road tonight going to Signal Mountain trying to get to state. Eagleville team is also on the road. They're going to travel to East Robertson tonight to play them after falling to Sell Creek last week in the finals of their region. Middle Tennessee Christian Lady Volleyball, they're still in there. They don't play till Saturday. They're going to travel to Notre Dame, not the Fighting Irish, but Notre Dame here in Tennessee, to play in the state quarterfinals. They're in the state round of 12 in volleyball. So lots of volleyball ladies are still in action trying to get to state.
Also, PCA is hosting the game, but they don't know yet. Depends on the outcome.
Depends on what comes there. PCA's mm-hmm. been playing well. They've defeated Middle Tennessee Christian lately a couple of times.
That's why they're hosting in MTCS is
MTCS probably. Is on the road. So, yeah, PCA has been playing well lately. In soccer, Oakland and Siegel both advanced to the District 8 AAA Championship and have secured region berths. They are playing tonight. They're over at Siegel Park starting at 7 o'clock if you want to check out some ladies soccer play. And then Stewart's Creek girls, they're in the 7 AAA Championship match. They play Wilson Central, and they host tonight over at Stewart's Creek. So good luck to all of those teams. And then finally in girls golf, Central Magnet just completed their season. They finished 6th in the state, and their top two golfers are both freshmen. So there's a very good chance we'll see them again next year rising up through the ranks there. So good luck again to all those teams tonight. We get past this time of year and everybody's trying to wind down and get to those state matchups. The good thing is volleyball's inside. Weather's starting to get cool. Soccer, those people crazy.
Well, you pack your jacket, you know. I mean, get you some hand warmers and, yeah.
Wear those shorts.
They play. I mean, my son played soccer. I'm so glad I'm not a soccer dad right now, because I remember watching it in the snow, in a flood. You name it, those people play soccer. Not my thing. Not my thing.
Soccer, I when I was young, we didn't even think about soccer. We knew who Pele was, but that was about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's growing every year around here in Middle Tennessee. All right. So again, good luck to all those ladies as you're in action tonight. All right, let's move to baseball. If you're a Braves fan, top of the hour, Braves baseball will be here right on WGNS. Rod, the Braves have got two choices. We can go home and play on Saturday, or we can go home tomorrow and clean out our locker.
I'm sure they want to go play. And it all depends. I think a lot of it depends on Strider. And he was the top pitcher as a starter, 19 wins, was the most in the major leagues. And then he led the league in strikeouts. So this is the time they really need him to step up, because he's facing a team that's really hot.
Wait a minute. Let's take a time out here. There was not a 20-game winner in the Major League Baseball this year. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
There was not a 20-game winner. Baseball historian, when was the last time that there was not a – of course, I don't know recent baseball history. I know old-time baseball history. When was the last time that we'd had no 20-game winners in Major League Baseball?
I think we've had it a few times.
You think so?
Recently.
Recently.
In what we talked about before the show started, nobody's pitching – complete games or bringing in other people. All right, we're going to talk about Sonny here a little bit later. Sonny went 8-8 and had a fantastic season. Again, we'll get into them, but you don't have people pitching in the seventh, eighth innings. They bring these relievers in, their records. They've got, you know, relievers 6-8, 4-4, 9-5. I mean, just craziness.
I mean, nothing like the great, probably one of the greatest two starters going against each other is Juan Marichal. He was against Warren Spahn of the Braves. They went 15 innings, only one hit allowed, and then Juan Marichal won in the 15th inning. They both pitched the whole 15 innings.
Exactly, and I would say that Juan Marichal probably won 25 or 26 games that year, and Warren Spahn probably about the same. You know, when you had – because I remember, okay, so the Baltimore Orioles, of course, they're out, and I don't know what their pitching staff was, but you remember – they had four 20-game winners one year. I mean, when they went to the World Series, I believe, Dave McNally, Jim Palmer, Mike Cuellar, maybe somebody else. I can't remember that. But they had, like, four 20-game winners, I'm pretty sure. Am I right, Rod?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, that's you always expect to have two, three – probably even four or five sometimes in both leagues, 20-game winners.
Right, and there were teams that their staff would have, the teams that were really good would have at least one 20-game winner, and sometimes, like I said, Baltimore that year had four 20-game winners in their starting pitching rotation.
Right, and the thing is, how many even go a full nine innings? Very rare.
Yeah, how many complete games were there this year, I wonder? That's an interesting statistic.
I would say Bob Gibson probably had about seven more complete games in one season than the whole league, major league.
I would say without question.
So we've not been together since postseason has started. Let's look at the AL, of course. Orioles, number one overall seed in the American League, swept by the Rangers. They're out. The Rays, you know, they had to play in games in the wild card. They got beat by the Rangers. The Rangers are very hot as a five seed. They're going to take on the Astros, a total Texas series in the AL, which will make for good media in Texas. I'm not sure outside of Texas, but in Texas, they'll all be excited. And then, of course, we talked about the Twins, got past the Blue Jays in the wild card series, but lost to the Astros. And I mentioned we're going to talk about Sonny Gray. Sonny, again, 8-8, 2.79 ERA. That was third best in Major League Baseball. Really good season for Sonny.
Yes.
Outstanding, you know. But that's another thing, 2.79 ERA. I mean, how many times have we had the 1 point whatever that – I mean, because what was the top ERA? And I don't want to discredit Sonny because I think Sonny did a fantastic job this year. But the game has changed so much in recent times.
Well, part of it, too, hitters have caught up with pitchers. You know, most of the time, pitchers will work harder to prepare than hitters were. But with the metrics that we have now and with the practicing, these hitters practice all the time. I mean, either different ways. I mean, now you've even got little computers put on your eyes and you can looks like you're swinging at a real ball you can do during winter or whatever.
Well, I mean, you watch the games and they're pulling cards out and they're looking at different little notes on their cards in the middle of the game. I mean that's how analytical the game's gotten.
Yeah, so analytical. I think you're absolutely right. And I think another thing that has changed it is chicks dig the long ball. There's so many home runs hit. I mean, am I right? The small ball has gone away. People are swinging for the fences. The hitters are so much bigger, stronger, more educated, more prepared, all that stuff. I think you're absolutely right about that, Rod. But the home run, it's like I said, it's kind of home run or nothing.
Well,
almost like we used to play in the backyard, home run or nothing.
If you saw the Riley home run of the night in the Braves game when they won, he hit that one-handed.
Yes.
He literally hit it. It was a low pitch. He swung and
– left-handed, too. And he's right-handed.
He's right-handed and just kind of flicked it with his left hand. That's the type of, like I said, the hitters.
Of course, the other thing, too, is the speed that a lot of the relief pitchers have, and some of the starters, but more so the relief pitchers. So – you mean that they keep coming? They go to that metrics that bring that speed ball in. I mean, because it has changed the game. You imagine too. You go in the past, as far as hitters, why do we have a lot of 300 hitters? We don't anymore. Well, you see that same pitcher several times. You know, and you get a feel of what he's throwing.
Exactly.
And now, especially get in the playoffs, you may see a pitcher. You'd be lucky to see him twice.
Right. And that has changed. Like I said, the game has changed so much.
I want to keep talking about Sonny a little bit more. He's a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. He's got 11 seasons under his belt. It's going to be 34 here next month. But I was reading some things this past week. He's probably top five free agent pitcher out there. So it's up to Sonny what he wants to do. That's the good thing about being a free agent. He's a dad. He's got two young children. They asked him at the All-Star game where he was there this year for the Twins, you know, is he looking to retire? And he said, maybe. Just depends. So, I mean, he's in a real good spot to make a good decision. And, you know, he can take it or leave it. He's made a little over $60 million in his career already. Right team, right price.
Right. Hey, Cardinals. They're only 5.5 hours away. Your parents can come see you a lot.
Well, it won't to the Reds.
You got a great fan base that will take you on immediately. You'll have the standing ovation the first time you go out. What more can you want?
Well, you know, I think that Sonny is he's a very blessed young man, and he's blessed because he's a great young man. And that's one of the things that I can say about Sonny Gray is I've known the kid for a long time, and I still call him a kid. He's 34. But he's a very fine young man, and I'm very happy that he has put himself in this position because you're right. He doesn't have to chase money at this point. He can kind of go where he thinks is going to be a good fit for him to maybe get a ring or, you know, be closer to his family, whatever. He has that option now, and that's good, and I'm very happy for Sonny Gray.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone real quick to make sure John Dinkins didn't say he needs to be a Brave. Because, like I said, the Reds won't pay him. So, I mean, he's gonna be pretty, you know, a big deal on the market, which, again, I'm excited for him.
He won't get the real long contract because he's 34, but he can make some nice money.
I don't think, you know, when you're talking probably, I mean, what will a pitcher like him command? I mean, 10, 15 million a year? I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. So you don't need a long contract, right. You know, at 10 million a season. So I think that, like I said, he's in a really good spot, and whoever gets him will be very blessed because I'm going to say this. When Sonny Gray is on and he's hitting his spots, he's as good as any starting pitcher in baseball. And I feel I can look anybody in the eyes and say that.
Yeah, postseason-wise, you know, he won one in the wild card series, had a tough outing this last time against the Astros. Of course, a lot of people have a tough time with those Astros with their bats that they got in their lineup. But, you know, again, like I said, you know, it's probably going to be a family decision for him. Best case scenario, like you said, Danny, what's the best thing for him as a baseball person? He can go somewhere warm if he wants to go. Like I said, I think he's going to be able to pick and choose. So that's going to be a little bit of interest in the offseason for all of us local fans as far as baseball is concerned. But Braves, you got to do something. You got to hit. You got to hit. That was John's biggest worry. We're going to get to the postseason and not hit. They've not hit.
And a deep pitching staff. I mean, they've lost a few. There are the people that have come off injury. Reed hasn't been that long off the injury list, not where he was. And you got to have, especially like a team like Philadelphia, you've got to have a good pitching staff.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Do the Braves hit a lot of home runs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So led the league almost. Did they set the record for baseball?
They came close anyway. I mean, even two-thirds in, he had five guys with 25 more home runs.
And I think to a certain degree in the postseason, that can be the problem. Because you cannot, with the increased emphasis on pitching in the postseason, you cannot totally rely on the long ball. New York Yankees, Oakland A's, remember some of those big bashing teams? Got to postseason, what happened to them? They're gone because good pitching will beat good hitting every time. And in the postseason, you know, and this is what's disturbed me a little bit about baseball because I'm a purist. I, you know, coach also. Small ball. I mean, we're going to produce runs. They don't do that anymore.
You know?
And so when you rely on the home run, yeah, sometimes it ain't going to happen.
Well, it can go to your head when you're not hitting them, which I think that's what's happening to the Braves right now. They've relied on it so much, waiting for somebody to hit one. Mm-hmm. And Riley did the other night, but that was one game. And they're down 2-1, so we shall see. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Titans. We're going to do a little horsing around with Danny. We got to get through college and high school when we come back.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Meet Little Caesar's Thin Crust Pizza with toppings all the way to the edge and a crispy crust.
I love you, Cindy.
Sorry, but that commercial voice guy was right. I only love thin crust.
Ouch, Billy. Put on your fancy pants and sashay into Little Caesar's for the Fanceroni Pepperoni. With over 100 crispy old-world pepperoni and cheesy crust edge, you'll be saying fancy words like indubitably or crochet. Walk in and walk out for only $9.99.
Little Caesars in Murfreesboro on Memorial, Warrior Drive, South Rutherford, and Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or whether you're buying or selling commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. Parks Auctions helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, 12 and a half now, $15.
Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
We are back, and let's talk Titans for a minute. Or as I have them in my notes, Jekyll and Hyde team that they are. We lost, we won, we lost, we won, we lost. Does that mean we're due for a win in London?
Only problem is Ravens lost, and their people couldn't catch the ball. So they both are due for a win. That's the trouble.
When you travel like that, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, how are things going to – how are you going to react? The time changed. There's so many variables that go into something like that. You know, they used to only do those games like preseason games, but now it's a regularity where they have several of the games as regular season games throughout the whole year now, don't they?
They do. Yes. And the Ravens left on Monday, and your Tennessee Titans are in the air right now. They just left at 4:30 our time, and we'll get to London about 12:30 in the morning our time, which will be, of course, Friday there. And I don't know. I'm just frustrated. Same old problems. Offensive line is struggling. Defense is letting us down a little bit. Last week in Indy, we should have won that game, in my opinion. And then, of course, you know, wide receiver. Treylon Burks is out again for a third straight game. He has 6 catches on the season. Our number one, supposedly, wide receiver.
Yeah, that hurts bad. I think the big thing, though, was basically Colts controlled the line of scrimmage. I mean, I've never
both
seen
– offense and defense.
I mean, our defense couldn't get away from them. They had them all locked up, and then – and one of the first times I've seen them able to go down and block the linebackers because we couldn't do anything with them.
Very, right. Very frustrating, very frustrating. So we shall see what happens on the road in London, and then the Titans have a week off. Maybe we can get some people healthy. Staying in this pro arena, let's talk a little horse racing. Danny, you said some things were going on. You talked to the big man today, you said.
Yeah, Bob Baffert. Yeah, the Breeders' Cup's coming up the 1st of November, November 3rd and 4th at Santa Anita. Of course, I'll have a little story that will be out on the web on WGS here in a day or two. I want to talk to Bob about home court advantage, you know, because it does make a difference. You know, you talk about the Titans and their travel and all that kind of stuff. One of the things that some people like to do is they like to get there early. Arcangelo, he's a horse that came out of nowhere. He won the Belmont Stakes, and then he won the Travers Stakes. They shipped him to Santa Anita, because he's an East Coast horse. They shipped him to Santa Anita about a month ago because they want him to get his feet on the ground there. They want him to become acclimated to the environment. They want him to be, you know, totally aware of the environment and totally comfortable with it, so he will work over the track at Santa Anita. So that's, you know, some of the horses. I know California Chrome, one of my all-time favorites. You know, he went to the Dubai one year, lost the Dubai World Cup. So what did they do? The next year, they sent him early so he could run a race over there and so he could get comfortable over there. So, you know, that's one of the things that I talked to Bob about today is the home court advantage, and does he think that that's real when it comes to the Breeders' Cup, because all these horses are good. It's the best of the best in every division. I'm super, super excited about it. So, but the same holds true for the Titans. So I can't believe the Titans are just now in the air. I mean, you should get your horses over there early, I think. That's just my thoughts, because that's what a lot of these guys do. And Bob, he's going to come into it live. He's got lots of good horses coming in the Breeders' Cup.
Well, that'd be good stuff. So a horse gets to fly, huh?
Yeah, horses fly. How else are they going to get there? So here's a quick one. So when California Chrome won the Kentucky Derby, and they were talking to his owner, and they said, okay, so when are you shipping to Pimlico for the Preakness? He said, well, Chrome will be fine. He'll be flying first class tomorrow. Me and the wife, we're flying coach.
He knows where the money's coming from.
Yes, he does.
You take care of the ones. All right, let's move to college football for a little bit. The Blue Raiders and their crazy schedule they've been on lately. Luckily, we got a win the other night, and I say that luckily, over Louisiana Tech 31-23 for their first Conference USA victory. MTSU sitting at 2-5, 1-2. It almost feels like, to me, almost a similar story from last year, record-wise.
Yes, I think they really put things together, and they won several games in a row after that. Got a tough game this coming week with Liberty, who's a really solid program year after year. And you get down to six losses this early, you can't afford a mistake.
Yeah, it's a tough hill to climb. You know, the thing about, I think the advantage MTSU has is they get 7 days between ball games this time, you know, because Tuesday and then next Tuesday. So I think that's good for them. So when you think about MTSU, and it is a familiar story, you're absolutely right, Clark. So early, their first two or three games are usually always tough money games. So you're gonna absorb some losses there. They're a blue collar team that they have to kind of figure out ways to win. You know, they don't have Navadiato. I think he has done a really good job at quarterback. I think he has evolved. The kid is a much more talented runner than people give him credit for, and he's a pretty doggone good passer. So I think Vadio has come around. I think the running game has come around. So I think that they're figuring out what they can do to win football games, because, like I said, they don't have four or five-star guys on offense and three five-star guys. They don't have that. They have to figure themselves out, and I think that's one of the things that they did last year, and hopefully that's one of the things they're doing this year.
Well, they've got five games to try to win four. Again, Liberty's undefeated at 6-0. Then they've got really four winnable games if they play well: New Mexico State, FIU, UTEP, and Sam Houston, who hasn't won a game for the season. Now, social media gentlemen, after that Jacksonville State loss, which, you know, they were ahead early, big at the half, they lost it. There's that, again, familiar story from last year, questioning Coach Stock still. Is it time to make a change? He's on the hot seat. So did a little MTSU digging this week. MTSU's younger than most people realize. Battiato's a sophomore. Metcalf, their top receiver, is a sophomore. So I started just looking across the board. They only have 14 seniors on the whole roster.
I think that here's the question that I ask anyone that is a naysayer about Coach Stock is, who are you going to get in his place? Who's going to come in here and be able to – because, I mean, he has kind of built – some things here. They're going to take a huge step with that indoor facility, which will be completed pretty soon. I don't know. It's under construction now. So they're going to take a huge step with that, and that's something that he has fought for years. But who are you going to get? who's going to do a better job than what he's done? Because like I said, the thing I can say about Rick Stockstill, you may disagree with what he does, you know, what he should have ran the ball or he should have threw the ball or whatever. You can disagree with that, but you cannot disagree with the kind of man he is and what he brings to that program as far as honesty, integrity, and all of the right things. Because the GPA, when he came on board, was one of the worst in the country. Now it's one of the best in the country. The man believes in the right things, and I don't know what you would do besides him that's going to be that much better, you know.
Well, I even took a look into, like we said, the offensive, defensive lines. Offensive line, one senior. Defensive line, defensive end, defensive tackles, two seniors. Very young squad, a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, top three or four people, offensive stats leaders, defensive stats leaders, sophomore juniors, special teams people, juniors are below. So, I mean, he's got a good core group if he can keep them together. I listened to Monty in the earlier show talking about the transfer portal. I think some people will be looking to dip into MTSU, some of those top players, which is a little scary.
Well, of course, and that's one of the things that he fights is the transfer portal. You know, I mean, when you think about the head coaching job at MTSU, it is not easy. Of course, it's not easy to be a head coach anywhere. But when you think about the challenges, the added challenges that you face, I mean, Nick Saban, he don't have to worry about the transfer portal. Well, heck, he's got so doggone many players. If one goes, he's got another one to plug in his place. Coach Sock doesn't have that liberty, you know. I mean, and there's a lot of schools that are in the same boat as MTSU, and there's a lot of schools that are in the same boat as Alabama, you know, as far as you don't really have to worry about the transfer portal because you got another one to plug in. But the transfer portal is something that, you know, people will think, some of these kids, they get these stars in their eyes. Oh, well, man, I can go to this school and play, or I can go to that school and play. And what they find out is usually the grass ain't greener, it's just grass. You know, it ain't no greener, it's just more grass.
Right. And like you said, Rod, Liberty's a tough game this week coming up. After that, you know, I'm sure MTSU look at Coach Stock's full body of work. The question then, of course, can we get to a bowl game? We need to get on a roll, and it needs to happen very soon. All right, Vandy, not going to be a bowl team. No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Vanderbilt just – being Vanderbilt right now, unfortunately, 2-5. They've got Georgia, Ole Miss, Auburn, South Carolina, and UT left. Don't see a win there.
No, it gets tougher, doesn't it?
It's going to make it tough on Coach Lee for sure.
Life in the SEC, welcome to it. I mean, it's a tough road for sure.
Big game in Knoxville. I hope we have finally gotten over the Florida debacle. We're sitting at 4-1, the Vols are. If we were 5-0, we'd be top 10. There's no doubt right now, but we're not. You are what you are. And so we've facing a Texas A&M team this Saturday, it's going to be, the word we used to use, it's going to be a slobber knocker.
I think you're right, but that holds true, I think, with any game in the SEC because, you know, Vanderbilt may be 2-5, but they're a heck of a lot Vanderbilt team than they were, you know, years ago when you think about Vandy and how they've come along. Their program has come a long way in the last 10 years or so. When James Franklin got there, he really transformed it. And I think that you know, they're still – better than they were as far as a program with the amount of players they have and the depth they have and all that kind of stuff. So I think there's no doubt they're better. And the league as a whole is like that, where across the board there are no easy games in the SEC.
Oh, never, never. The Vols are the number one rushing team, believe it or not, in the SEC for his high-octane offense that Coach Heupel has. The Aggies are the number one rushing defense, only giving up 84 yards per game. So that's going to be a big battle on Saturday. Milton's got to do something Saturday. He's got to do something. He is 14th, and there's only 14 teams in the SEC. He's 14th in yards per pass, just barely going over 7 yards a pass play. So he's got to get some of those big things. The defense that people fuss about, Tennessee's fourth in the SEC in points per game, doing well. But their offense is also fourth, not number one, like people have very quickly gotten used to. And you said you talked a little bit to Coach Heupel this week.
Talked to Coach Heupel a couple times over the last couple weeks. The thing that, and it's interesting that you talk about the rushing game. When I talked to him, one of my questions was, well, Coach, I know that people think about, they get all starry-eyed with that passing game because you run that hurry-up offense, but how important is the running game? And he said, the running game is the ignition to our whole deal. That's what gets everything started for us, is we have to run the football. We want to run the football, and they're doing a good job of running the football. And I think also, too, one of the things that's probably maybe put a little bit more emphasis on that running game is Milton is not the quarterback that they had last year. No offense to Milton, you know, but I mean, Hendon Hooker was a really good college quarterback. And so I think that now there has to be more emphasis on the running game, and they've got some kids that can do it. But I'm just going to tell you right now, guys, it don't matter what level you're playing at, whether it's peewees or the pros, if you can run the football, you can win.
Absolutely.
Right, and I think Sampson is a guy that has the potential of really be a dynamite running back. He's so much quicker than the other two.
I think so. I think you're right. And, you know, another thing, you mentioned that the game is in Knoxville and it's going to be a slobber knocker. Something else that we talked about was the atmosphere. And, you know, Neyland Stadium is a weapon. It is a weapon. When you think about going into that, especially if you're a high school freshman or whatever and you're playing on the other team and you've never been to a place like Neyland Stadium and you go in there, it is a weapon. And he said that's something that we do count on. And we're very proud of how the stadium and the fans have responded to be a factor in the football game, because they can be a factor in the football game, and he said they have been. Because, you know, Tennessee's got a lot of home games this year.
They do, and it's a checkerboard game Saturday. So, Mr. Merriman, check with Joan and make sure you get the right color. Don't be sitting in the white section in orange, okay, because you'll stand out. Maybe I could see you on TV and wave at you, buddy. But make sure you wear the right color if you're going to Knoxville. This Saturday. Another big question, of course, is who's going to step up? I don't know if y'all saw that Brew McCoy injury.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly. When your ankle is laying one way and your leg is going the other, that's not a good thing.
I can't look at stuff like that. I got to look away when I see this.
Yeah, you can see the players that were right there. They just turned their heads.
It was bad. So we've got to have – you got to have Milton step up this week, but you got to have a receiver step up and have a big game because – you know, Texas A&M is going to try to take that rushing game away. But like Heupel said, if it's the ignition for all of us fans out there, when it's driving us crazy because it's second down, he's running up the middle, it seems like every time, he's just trying to hit that. He's got to keep pounding that rock. It gets old sometimes.
Well, but when you run the football, you control the game. That's just, like I said, that's why you run to win, you pass the score. But when you can run the football, you control the game. And that's what they want to do is control the game.
Well, with them, you got one player extra that you want to force into the box because you're running the game that opens up everything on the receiving side.
Well, and a big thing, of course, too, then is, you know, can Milton get a few of his runs in? He's not going to probably get an 80-yard touchdown like he did a couple of games ago, but he has got to be a threat to run the football as much as they may not want him to get hit, because if you don't, that just takes another option out that they don't have to prepare for. So, big game. Go Vols. I know some of y'all are wearing Vols stuff tomorrow at my school. I will be too. When we come back, we're going to talk high school football and see who's still in the playoff hunt.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Pizza. Murfreesboro's favorite pizza is now hiring at all three local locations. That's right. We want you to join the Sir Pizza team. Stop in at our East Main, Veterans Parkway, or Memorial Boulevard locations and let us know how you'd like to join the Sir Pizza family. Also, we've made it even easier to order for carryout or delivery. Just head on over to SirPizzaTN.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The Blue Raider fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy's.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're in our last segment. We're going to buzz through some high school football information for you guys. We're going to start in, of course, 6A Region 3. The Oakland Patriots, they're in the playoffs. They're in first. They're at 3-0 in the region. They're going to Coffee County. That will be a scrimmage. Their next big game as far as region is concerned is the end of the season when they host Riverdale. Riverdale, the WGNS game of the week, they are hosting Blackman, the Kreisky Bowl. And the Kreisky Bowl, Rod, means more than ever before.
That's right. The winner will be in second place for right now. Blackman wins this one, they're in good shape to get the second seed. And then Riverdale wins, they're in really good shape to get second seed.
If Riverdale wins, they're pretty much in the driver's seat, I would think. Danny, tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Mayor's Cup down in Smyrna against Stewart's Creek. Could Stewart's Creek win for the first time in this series?
Oh, without question. I think they've got the best chance they've ever had to win the game just because they have played some pretty good football. But, I think that teams kind of, as the season evolves, teams change a little bit. I think Smyrna is probably playing their best football. I don't know if Stewart's Creek is playing their best football right now, but still I think that Stewart's Creek has the talent and the makeup to absolutely win this game. I think, if we're setting the line, I think it's almost a pick 'em game. The only reason it would be pick 'em is because Smyrna's got the home field advantage. But if it were at Stewart's Creek, I think Stewart's Creek would be favored, no doubt. Like I said, when you look at who they are, what they've done this year, I think that they have really played some pretty dynamic football at times. And if you take away some mistakes that they've made in some of the games, they would have an even better record than they already do.
Well, that brings me to this question about Smyrna, though, Danny. Coach Williams, very well-respected, wonderful coach. Is this arguably his best coaching season?
I'm not sure. He's had some other teams that he really, really got the most out of. I don't know. I think let's see how the season plays out. If they can beat Stewart's Creek and then they can go to Antioch and win, then, yeah, we may be talking about that. But there's been some other seasons that he's had whenever he really got a lot out of what he had and really – held his kids' feet to the fire, and he really got them to play. So I don't know. He's had some really good, 100 wins at Smyrna. I mean, the guy, he's really, really been – I think he may be the longest tenured coach at Smyrna, because now I think he's I don't know if he's been there longer than Coach Shad was, but I'll have to do a little thinking on that. But I think that – let's see how the season plays out. But, yes, could be. He's on track for that.
Well, Rod, here's why I asked that question, because you coached for many, many years. I coached some, not the high school level, but probably my best coaching was with some of my poorer teams because I had to work harder. If I could go back, I wish I'd be a better coach with my better teams.
Mm-hmm. I remember a year that I had my boys and girls basketball, and the boys won, but actually probably the hardest work, and I did, and I thought the best improvement that went beyond what I expected were the girls who ended up in third place.
Yeah, so, that's why I was getting to that, Danny, because I think at the beginning, which nobody saw coming for Smyrna and how they've turned it around and how they're sitting 2-0 in the region, and like you said, if they can beat Stewart's Creek and Antioch, they're sitting right there on the top of the region standings in first place, which I think is just remarkable.
When you think about, of course, the 0-4 start, they played some pretty good football teams there. They figured some things out is what and that happens. And what you want as any coach, you want to get better each week. And I think Smyrna has done that. I think they have gotten better each week.
All right. So, again, you've got Oakland sitting atop, Riverdale and Blackman in Region 3. Rockvale. They're struggling a little bit. They seem to play better
got a tough game playing Pope John Paul II.
They do, but the two teams, their strengths are going against each other and their weaknesses are going against each other. John Paul is good on offense, but they've given up 30 points or more in four games. Rockville is good on defense, but they have not scored very well. So it could go either way, but it's going to be a tough game because John Paul plays some tough teams.
They do. You know, I think that what this game is for Rockville is just they really got a two-game season, and that's the last two games of the year when they play Blackman and Siegel, and that's the two most important games. I think this is just more about figuring out who you are and what you can do to be successful as the season winds down here.
And good thing for the Rockets, all these last three games are at home, which we talked about home field advantage and how that comes into play. And then, Rod, unfortunately, the Siegel Stars are on a three-game losing streak, and the biggest loss, of course, was their quarterback.
Yes. Definitely the best dual quarterback in the area. Just very dynamic. And so he really makes the – and then someone that they've been depending on for the last 3 years. He's been starting since a sophomore. Coach is going to work, and they have a kid that's pretty talented, though, as I think is a sophomore. And you're just going to make the best of it. Everybody else step up. It means more people have to do more. They may have to change part of their offensive play, their schemes and stuff. Maybe not schemes, but their sequence to get more success. But they have a talented defense, a lot of talented athletes, so that they got their work cut out for them.
You know, there are times when you rally and other kids will step up. So I don't think that Santel's injury is the end of the rope for Siegel by any stretch. I think they can still, you know, they could still win, you know, against Riverdale and Rockville. Of course, they play Beach. You know, they could still win because they do have enough players that they can beat
right.
anybody if they have their night. And I think that's a lot of times, you know, just when you count folks out, that's when they'll rally. And this could be good for the rest of those kids. You know, I hate it for Santel because he has been a good football player the last 3 years. And I hate to see that for any kid. But, you know, it may be a good thing for Siegel.
Well, and Siegel's kind of like what you said earlier. This game at Beach doesn't really mean anything as far as playoffs and the region's concerned because they come back the next week, host Riverdale. And what I think will be probably the biggest game in the last week of the season is when they go to Rockville. So all of our local teams are still in the playoff hunt, all five of them there in that Region 3, but only four can make it, so it's going to come down to the end. We've already talked a little bit about Region 5. Antioch, surprisingly, is number one in the region, followed by Smyrna and Stewart's Creek. Laverne is sitting at 1-2. They go to Green Hill, again, a non-region game, doesn't matter, and then they host Stewart's Creek and Antioch. With the right help and the right luck, Laverne's still in the playoffs.
They are. You know, they were this way last year. And if's a big word in my golf game. You know, if I hadn't hit it in the woods, I might have parred. If I had made that putt, I wouldn't have double bogeyed. But, you know, if they had somehow found a way to beat Cane Ridge,
yep.
it would have changed things a lot. They got beat 3-0 and mm-hmm. unfortunate. But the good news for Laverne is they do still have their destiny in their own hands.
They do. All right, looking over at Class A Region 5, Eagleville is hanging on by a thread, Rod, but we're still hanging.
Yes, they are, and they got a big game ahead. They've got a team that's in the top 10 in their in the state, so they're really going to have to be focused. But got a young quarterback who's been pretty successful, been able to put McLemore in the running back position, which was really his strength. He was just covering because he was an athlete. And they seem to be getting more balanced, so let's see what they can do.
Well, I'm being a broken record here. They're at Loretto. Loretto's undefeated again. Game, it doesn't really matter because they finished with Richland and Cornersville. Eagleville's currently sitting at sixth in the region, but the two teams in front of them, Richland and Huntland, have their toughest schedule. Eagleville hosts Richland, so they can jump Richland. And then Huntland's at Moore County. They're going to get beat there. Then they play Cornersville and Collinwood and should get beat there. So the Eagles, even sitting at 1-3, have their destiny in their hand, have people ahead of them that's got some tough games still yet left to play because Eagles already played Collinwood and Moore County, which are the top two teams. So, again, we're still in the hunt. We still got games to play. It still matters. And then finally, and maybe the biggest surprise, I've got Division II East 1A, and gentlemen, I've got them in front of you. Look who's at the top right now. That's just is mind-boggling.
You know, it's amazing what Mike Bartlett can bring to a program. You know, Coach Bartlett, I hope you're listening to this, and you'll put my check in the mail. But, but Bartlett and I are good buddies. When he told me he was going there to coach football, I was excited for him. And excited for him because he's a guy that brings a lot of energy. Now, and I don't they've got a good head coach too, a really, really good head football coach. But it's exciting for them to be where they're at in this first year of playing 11-man football.
If you had told me that PCA would be sitting at 4-4, I'd have said there's no way.
No, not with that.
Not with
a, their play.
Not in a first-year school. Middle Tennessee Christian, of course, they're sitting their number two team in Division II, suffered their first loss. They went to South Pittsburgh, which South Pittsburgh's a monster this year, so not a surprise. They go to King's Academy. Should be a cakewalk for them. A big game is next week when PCA and Middle Tennessee Christian play each other. That'll be a fantastic local game there. So
I think they're playing that one at MTSU, aren't they?
They are playing. PCA is the home team, so they're playing at Middle. So that'll be even more fun. So that rivalry, right, like you said, whether it's girls volleyball, anything between PCA and Middle Tennessee Christian, I mean, they're 5 minutes from each other.
Right. It's good to have this within our community.
Oh, absolutely.
With that division.
Absolutely. So that is going to be a huge, huge game. All right, so let's take a quick look at Pigskin Picks, because if I don't, the executive producer will remind me, well, why didn't you say something since I'm now in first? Brian Barrett, because of poor picking on my part and good picking on his part, I'll give him credit where credit's due. He has vaulted into first place. There is a three-way tie between myself, Rod, and John for second. Danny is in third, but he's already a game up on us because we all picked La Tech. He picked MTSU, so he's already got a win under his belt this week.
You know, it's good sometimes when you roll your dice a little bit and it comes up a 7 or 11, because I ain't had too many of those. That's why I'm in last.
So we all went with Riverdale and the Blackman game tomorrow night. I thought Riverdale was there being home. Danny went with Eagleville. That's a tough call there, Danny. You're going on that limb.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, like I said, man, sometimes, you know, you put a little money on that 20-1 shot, and then when he comes home, yeah, hey, you're cashing a ticket.
Cash it in. We all went with Green Hill over Laverne. All of us, Middle Tennessee Christian over King's Academy. Oakland's third string over Coffee County. We split on the Rockville Pope John Paul game. Danny and Rod went with Pope John Paul. Beach, we all think Beach is a tough game for Siegel. I went with Stewart's Creek over Smyrna. I think it's that one time could happen. But again, I think, like Danny said, I think that's a toss up. That's going to be probably the best game around game wise to go watch tomorrow night, is that Stewart's Creek Smyrna game. We all picked the Vols. I could not believe that, over Texas A&M. Boy, I hope we're right there. Nobody thinks Vanderbilt's going to beat Georgia. And John and Danny are still on the Titans bandwagon. They think it's their turn to win.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, even though that I didn't know they didn't ship until tonight. You know, I didn't know that. So I guess I need to get my, you know, do a little more research before I start just to. But did we know that they weren't going to fly out until? When did we know that?
Well, I knew at the beginning of the week because my guidance counselor's husband works for the Titans. And I'm like, well, I heard the Ravens left on Monday. When's he leaving? Thursday. I said, Thursday? She said, yeah, Thursday afternoon. I said, they play on Sunday morning.
Rabel said he wanted the practice to be normal before they go.
But there's nothing normal about playing in London.
No, I mean, and I guess I get it to a certain degree. Well, teams can
watch. You know, this is a little Petri dish. What works? This will be a good test for all the teams studying it. How are we going to do it when our turn comes?
Right, exactly. No, right.
Well, on. I mean, Jacksonville was over there for 2 weeks in a row. They stayed for 2 weeks in a row, and they even talked about how week two, that game, they felt so much fresher after being there. Kind of like you said, that horse being there for a while makes a difference.
Jet lag is real. I mean, it is.
It is. Time change.
Jet lag is real. And when you talk about going that far, I think you're better off if you have a couple of days to get acclimated.
And I don't care what the clock says on the alarm. My body knows what time the clock is.
Exactly.
And so that time difference is something that you've got to get used to. So tomorrow night again, WGNS will be at Riverdale for the Kreisky Bowl, big region game. Danny will be down in Smyrna for the Mayor's Cup, huge game down there. So we'll have all kinds of coverage, and I'm sure Danny will call in and give us lots of updates. When we come back, we're going to take a look at all the things going on at WGNS this weekend.
Head over to J. Mullen Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northfield Boulevard or online at MullinsJewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
People love to see us on the schedule when they have a home game because our fans show up.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
The way we travel is just phenomenal. Our parents and our community are fully engaged in our school. When we compete, we're trying to do it in a way that honors God. We want to win. We also want to do it in a way that pleases Him.
Providing Christian values and academic excellence in a nurturing environment. That's Middle Tennessee Christian School. Invest in the future of your child. Find out more at mtcscougars.org.
Local business owners, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I run a small business in Rutherford County, too. And I'm here to help you protect your small business. Call me at 615-895-2700.
Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wommel. It's smart to protect them together, to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy, service, life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Brentz at Rick's Barbecue, carrying on the Lanning family tradition.
I'm passionate about it, and I have a lot of my dad in me, so I know that I have the same energy and mindset that he does.
It's the best barbecue you'll eat, the smoked chicken out of this world, and those loaded baked potatoes.
That's the biggest potato you can get. They're right at 2 pounds. People ask us that all the time. Like, where do y'all get those potatoes from?
A quick meal, feeding the whole family, or catering, they can do it all at Rick's Barbecue, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, everybody, we got to finish up here in the last under 2 minutes. All you Braves fans, it's about time for you to listen to Braves baseball playing the Phillies. Come on, Striker, strike them out and get us back to Atlanta. That way John won't be depressed all offseason about the Braves. Coming up tomorrow night, Murphy's matchup starts about 6:30. Then Rod and John will be on for the pregame show, followed by Blackman at Riverdale with Brian Barrett, John and Rod. Saturday, the coaches show starts at 8 o'clock. Fingers crossed again on Saturday, Braves baseball Saturday night. That's what we're hoping for. I hate that little star if necessary. I really hope it's necessary. Monday is the Rick Stockstill show. And then, of course, MTSU is at Liberty on Tuesday. That kicks off about 4:30 here on WGNS, with the kickoff actually at 6 o'clock. So we were talking off the air, best games of the night tomorrow night, and gentlemen, I think y'all gonna be at the two.
I think you're right. I mean, they're both have the biggest playoff implications when you think about, you know, what's at stake, and also it's huge rivals. I mean, you got Riverdale Blackman, that's the backyard battle, and you got Smyrna Stewart's Creek. And of course, I did a story about this. Of course, Amityville Road is what the Battle of Amityville Road, but I call it Amityville Road, and it's Friday the 13th. How about that?
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Well, when Blackman came into being, most of them came from Riverdale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, absolutely,
and
right.
And they still hadn't forgotten that at either school.
No, sir.
They have not forgotten it.
Long memories, don't they?
Long memories. Well, We're going to take a week-long break. We'll be back next Thursday night.
Next, another special News Radio WG.